Hi, I'm Brittany Watkins. I'm the founder and creator of the 6-Week Skinny Jeans program. Welcome to the final video of this 3-part Kick Your Cravings to the Curb video series. If you missed the other 2 videos about sabotaging cravings, make sure you stick around and watch those videos too. The Skinny Jeans program contains a combination of elements not found in any other weight loss program available today. It helps you uncover the underlying root causes of the extra weight and takes away all the sadnesses and anxiety that keeps those pounds in place no matter how many diets you try. It's based on leading edge science and actually shifts your DNA, or what scientists call your gene expression, to produce hormone levels that support a healthy weight. Best of all, it rewires your brain to love the foods that make you fit and healthy permanently. In my previous life, I was one of the highest paid sales executives at a Fortune 500 bank. Now I'm a master EFT coach and expert in emotional eating. I'm also a master in neurolinguistic programming, and I'm a certified energy coach. But my life wasn't always so fabulous. For over a decade, I was tortured with out of control behavior around food. I was constantly thinking about food or planning my next diet to burn off all the calories for my secret binges. I knew I had a problem, but no matter what I did, I could not control my behavior. And so what I've learned over the years from my own personal experience and helping other people is that people who binge are usually also on a diet. They're living in this constant state of deprivation, depriving themselves from the foods that they really love. So now, what happens when you go for 3 days depriving yourself from all those foods that make you feel so good? I'll tell you what happens. You start making deals with yourself. You start saying things like, just one cookie won't hurt. Or, I've been really good the last few days. I deserve a treat. Right? So you let yourself have the first cookie, and it's always the most amazing thing that you've ever had. And after that one's done, you start debating a second one. Somehow you talk yourself into it, you finish the second one, and then the guilt starts to kick in because you know you've blown it. You're off your diet. So now I'm going to introduce you to Rachel, who had a major breakthrough around this.
Okay. Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me on the line.
Yeah. I wanted to talk to you today about your history with binge eating. You and I worked on that together, and you had such a great story that I wanted to have a chance to interview you and talk about your story so that we can share it with other people. So tell us what it was like before, when you were struggling with binge eating.
It was a huge, huge struggle in my life. It was basically like the number one thing that I felt controlled my life, I was diagnosed with binge eating disorder. I really felt like the binges were, that was my life. And it was really hard. I felt out of control, and I really wanted to make a change, but I felt it was like Groundhog's Day every day. And I'd wake up and I'd say, I'm not going to binge today. And then I'd end up binging, and then I'd hate myself. And then I'd say, I'm not going to do it again tomorrow. And then it would just keep on happening. So I was struggling immensely and in a lot of turmoil, emotional turmoil. And, struggling with my weight as a result of the binges as well. So it was a really, really rough time in my life.
Yeah, I remember. And I remember what it was like for you when we were working together. And tell us, you and I did some tapping around binge eating, and we only had about 5 sessions, I think. And I guess you used the tapping when we were in between sessions, right? For binge eating, specifically for your cravings?
Yeah, I did do a little bit of that. And I did feel that it was helpful just to get my mind right. I thought that EFT was a very powerful technique. And now I'm really interested in it, and I'm like reading a book about EFT right now and all that stuff. But yeah, I thought that the best part about it was just when you were guiding me through all the tapping, and the things that we would say were, I thought, really powerful. The affirmations and just talking through, you know, even though I did these things that maybe I despise, you know, I still deeply love and accept myself, and saying those things has such power. And it was great to say those things. And at the end, you know, sort of tapping through, you know, the experience of binging and like, I can't control myself and all this stuff. And at the end, saying things like, I'm choosing now to more effectively cope with my problems as opposed to using vengeance. I choose to, you know, make new decisions and make a more positive life for myself. And things like that was so incredible for me. And then in between sessions, you know, just trying to use those affirmations was huge. And I also tried the tapping, which helped just kind of like focus my energy elsewhere. And I'm sure all the other unconscious things that EFT is known for. And I found a lot of benefit in it.
Great. That's so good. So what is it like now after going through the sessions and using the tapping consistently? What are your binges like now?
I've only binged once ever since we stopped working together.
Wow, that's
which
great.
Is amazing considering I was binging like every day. So this is enormous. So I really am struggling so much less right now. I don't really struggle. I feel like I feel so much better. I feel like somewhat liberated because I was felt controlled, and now I feel I have the upper hand, you know. So I'm eating regularly and, you know, coping with emotions better and doing all this stuff. So I feel really great right now.
Oh, that's so good. I'm so glad to hear that. Are you having to make a conscious effort to not binge, or it's just you're not feeling that urge anymore?
It's a little bit of both. You know, I wouldn't say like, oh my gosh, I never think about it at all. You know, I still have to remain vigilant at times, but honestly, it's no longer feeling like a slave. And it's not, you know, it's just a natural, like, I feel blessed. Like, wow, I just feel so much better. I don't feel the need to binge anymore.
Oh, Rachel, that warms my heart so much. I'm so happy to hear that. And
yeah,
I'm just so proud, and I feel so great about all the progress that you've made.
Thank you. I really appreciate all your assistance in introducing me to EFT and helping me with overcoming my binge eating disorder.
Yeah, well, you're so welcome. I'm happy to help, and I love this work. So good. Well, thank you so much for sharing your story with us. It's going to help a lot of people. And we're just happy to hear that it affected your life in such a positive way. So
great. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much, Rachel. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so now we're going to do a tapping exercise. So what I want you to do is I want you to remember a time that you binged. Remember a time when you felt really out of control around food. What was going on for you then? How did you feel? Did you feel guilty for breaking your diet? Did you feel guilty for totally overdoing it? For having that one little cookie that led to the whole box of cookies? So just go back to this memory and replay everything that happened in your mind. And here's what I want you to do. So when you use this video for when you're actually binging, you can tell yourself that you can have that food again in 10 minutes if you want, okay? So just keep that in mind for this next time that you use the video when you're in a binge, is look at the food. If you can stop yourself, look at the food and tell yourself that you can have it again in 10 minutes, and then do the tapping exercise. So just in case you're not in the middle of a binge right now, I want you to tune into the last time you overdid it. Okay? So notice all those really nasty feelings that you're feeling inside. All the guilt, all the shame, all the disappointment. Okay? And then when you really tuned into that, I want you to give those feelings a number on a scale from 0 to 10. And then we're going to start to tap. So even though I feel so guilty for eating that food, I love and accept myself. Even though I blew it, I told myself I wouldn't have that, but I forgive myself anyway. Even though I totally caved, I realize that I'm still human and I love and accept myself. I totally blew it. I can't believe I had so much of that. I told myself I wouldn't. I have no willpower. I can't believe I gave in. It was so good though. Just a little more won't hurt. I'll start my diet tomorrow. Tomorrow I'll be perfect. Tomorrow I won't screw up. I'm never gonna let this happen again. I'm never gonna eat this again, so I better eat it all now. I better finish it until it's gone. I have to be good starting tomorrow. Okay, so take a nice deep breath. I want you to check back in and go back to that same memory of overdoing it and blowing it, blowing your diet, and just tune into that same memory. How do you feel about it now? I want you to give yourself a number on a scale from 0 to 10. And also in your memory, or if you're using this live when you're actually in the middle of a binge, you can check this by looking down at the food and seeing if you're still tempted or not. Okay, so now we're gonna start to continue. I totally blew it. I ate that food and I said I wouldn't. But I'm still a good person and I'm choosing to value myself. Even though I totally caved, I indulged, I overdid it. But I'm choosing to honor and respect myself anyway. I went a little overboard. I gave into temptation. I shouldn't have done that. It's not good for me. But it sure was good. What if I allowed myself to have that food from time to time? Just a little won't hurt. I'm choosing to honor my body and give it what it wants. It was actually quite good. I'm happy I allowed myself to have some of that. It won't be a regular occurrence, but once in a while is okay. Today was just one of those days, and there will be plenty more. But I'm learning to honor and respect my body. Kudos to me for stopping to tap. Every day I'm getting stronger and stronger. I honor and respect my body. I accept my imperfections. I don't have to be perfect all the time. I'm working so hard at being healthy. And I really appreciate all the other healthy choices I made today. I'm great at taking care of myself. I get pleasure and reward from being kind to myself. I deserve love and comfort. Food has done that for me in the past, but now I'm finding new ways to love myself. And the first step is respect. I deserve the very best, and I'm learning how to value my process. Every day gives me a new opportunity to bring me closer to the body of my dreams. I am all I need. I spoil myself with love and respect. Each day I'm growing more and more. I love you. Okay, so take a nice deep breath. Now go back to that same memory of feeling out of control around food or feeling really guilty because you overdid it. And just notice what's different now. Or if you're using this video and you actually have a live binge, go back to that food that you were in the middle of binging on and just see if you still have a desire for it. So if this technique was helpful for you, please do me a favor, leave me a comment in the box below. I absolutely love hearing from you guys, and I love all the insights that you're having and all the breakthroughs that you're having. So please leave me a comment in the box below and tell me about it. Thank you so much for spending the time to be with me on this three-part video series. I have absolutely loved spending time with you. You will be receiving an email from me about more information on the Skinny Jeans program. So keep an eye on your inbox. It'll be coming your way soon. Until then, lots of love and happiness. Bye.